out of the car?
No.
Okay, I gotta do the podcast now. And welcome to the VFB podcast. I'm your host, Kamish. This week, Legion of Doom takes first place, and it's the last undefeated team in the league. It's only week four. And Roger's storyline is shaping up to be a sort of Game of Thrones type thing. First place last week after stat corrections. Now he's been defeated by his own son, and he's trying to do some dirty deeds behind the scenes with the Dude Abider, which we'll get into in a little bit. Lots of controversies, I would call them contros, to talk about this week, too. And I mean, wow, this league is layers and loops of misgivings. Spicy Space Tubes beat me this week. Colorado Fire Dogs, socially distanced duo, Bad Booty Rebel, Glenda's Trash Pandas, Pam's Peaceful People, ICT, Doc's Hoons, and Legion of Doom. And also, what's this? Oh, the original Brooklyn Nine won this game. Interesting. Anyway, the medals go to, this week, Legion of Doom, most points, 155 points. Legion of Doom also wins the Dynamic Duo medal at
69.
69 points. That's right. And Rhythm Section goes to Spicy Space Tubes at 37, a record-breaking Rhythm Section this week. Least points all the way down in the trash dumpster of dumpsters. Human Trash, 56 points. Not the worst we've seen, but not the best we've seen. Two Dude Abides to hand out this week, the Puppy Hoarders and Spicy Space Tubes. So first off, we've got some trade controversy. First, let me introduce my co-hosts here. Jesse James. What's up, Jesse James?
Are Jamie and I both together Jesse James, or are you just referring to me as Jesse James?
You're Jesse, he's James.
Oh, Jesse, okay. James. Okay, I gotcha. Well, I'm happy to be here, especially on such a drama-filled week. This is exciting.
You asked to be here. I didn't ask you guys, for the record. You guys okay. Said have been trying to get on it for a few weeks, and I'm happy to accommodate for week four, finally. But Jesse James, welcome to the pod.
Good morning, all. Thanks for
good
your
morning,
time.
James. The okay. Second half. The second half, the better half. Am I right?
Oh, ouch.
Roger and the Carlin Redskins tried to trade with Dude Abider, Spicy Space Tubes. This, I don't, you guys know how this works. He knows how this works. He probably listened to the pod. I hope he listened to the pod. And went right in and tried to trade them. Problem is, he successfully traded with him. I tried to veto it. I have league commish manager veto rights for these types of situations, and I just couldn't. I couldn't do it. Hey, do you remember what we said about being quiet?
Please open my window.
No.
Why?
Because I'm doing an embarrassing podcast. I'm in here for a reason. Please be quiet. Please be quiet. I'm going to kick you out of the car. All right. I finally figured out how to do it, but a minute too late, a couple days too late, and the trade went through. So I'm not sure what I'm going to do about this controversy. Then Joe and the Colorado Fire Dogs goes in, and they go ahead and trade with Spicy Space Tubes as well. But this time, I know exactly what I'm doing, and I veto his trade. I sent everybody an email and told him what was going on. So you're going to get vetoed if you trade with Dude Abiders, and that's final.
This is a good time to mention our sponsors, Melatonin, in gummy and pill form.
Benadryl.
Dude Abides is a cutthroat two-week trade lock. So I'll give you guys two choices. Trade back ASAP, or if you become mug eligible and you get a mug, either B team or VFB championship mug at the season. And I back calculate that it was due to the guy you traded for in your illegal trade. I will strip you of that mug and give it to the second place winner. How's that?
Whew, that's quite an ultimatum.
That's the ultimatum. They, if they don't listen to the pod, they will get a rude awakening and a big smack on the butt at the end of the season. And that's all I got. You know, it takes two to tango. I know Sean's in this as well. He's, you know, I fault him for not caring enough. So I will also strip him of his mug if he makes it all the way. And his Deontay Harris, which he got from Raunch, wins in the main title.
Wow.
All right. Yeah. If you get it for illegally, you're not getting it. Not going to win in the end. Okay. Name controversies. That. We have Jamie Newman on the pod, which I'm calling him James for the Jesse James name play. Original Brooklyn Nine is what your name is. And then I would guess that you're in cahoots with Mark Vogt, as his name is Brooklyn Nine Defeaters this week.
Nice.
I didn't even know that.
I mean, I haven't talked to any other club managers, but I think there's definitely ways to wreak havoc in the VFB podcast. Not podcast, but really the league. The league can be upended.
You definitely started something.
Multiple minutes being spent with calculations for the medal counts on a weekly basis. So silent protest to the name changes by Kamish. When you have an abuse of power, protests can occur. I have not found out how to change my name completely yet to Jason Forbes and steal your identity, but I have stolen your team name.
Okay, well, we're going to let it play out.
You will never know.
I just wanted to go through. I have the activity log pulled up here when Mark nervously was trying to figure out how he was going to change his name. Jessica made the comment last week that it should be, you should have both kids' names in the final name, so that you don't say Lincolnville Archers the whole time. So he changed his name to the Votesburg Lincoln Archers, which is way worse.
Yeah.
Doesn't ring at all. And let's just look at his iterations. He said, okay, the Votesburg Lincoln Archers. Then he changed it to, he was like, oh no, the Votesburg Lincoln Dash Archers. And then he's like, ah, that's not good. Then he said, oh, I'm losing the J. Now I'm going to change it to, hey, J, congratulations. Then he changes it from hey Legion of D, congratulations. Then he changes it to hey Legion of D, no space, congratulations. And he's like, yeah, that was probably the good one. But then he wrote, hey there, Jay, congratulations. And finally, hey Jay, congratulations.
So oh my God, he probably has no clue that you could see all of those versions.
He spent quite a chunk of time trying to figure out the exact way to hit the humor there.
That's hilarious.
And I'm just taking it apart here. And then he changes his name to Hey J, from Hey J, congratulations, to Brooklyn Nine, congratulations. No, Brooklyn Neen, N-I-E-N, congratulations. And then he's like, oh, I hit save on that and I didn't take off the congratulations. And then finally arrived at Brooklyn Nine Defeaters. So we're talking about eight or nine different iterations there.
That's so good.
And a very nervous Mark throughout that, I'm sure. Look, I'm fine with it. You guys want to change your names to the storied franchise that I've had for years. I'm doing a bit of a rebranding myself, at least for this week, and maybe the following weeks.
Is your name changed right now?
I'd like to debut BK9 Unleashed.
Oh, what does that mean? I'm so excited.
BK9 Unleashed is my Garth Brooks style Chris Gaines alter ego. Oh, no, and we are championship mug bound.
Wait, how did that work for Chris Gaines? Or what? I'm trying to remember. Did that work out for him?
He got real cool real fast. People still listen to his music to this day. And I don't know. I haven't heard from him since.
Oh my God, I just looked at your logo. That's awesome.
It just implies disregarding women and obtaining currency.
Absolutely, yeah. By the way, who's Chris Gaines?
Garth Brooks' alter ego back in the day.
Oh, yeah,
Back in the mid to late 90s, Garth Brooks decided he would go pop or rock or something and had an edgy time frame. He got his hair straightener out, got some dark hair, got rid of his country, and essentially just got made fun of on MTV, VH1, anywhere else. And that's a dark period. Then he decided to do his country stadium tours again.
What an obscure reference for you guys to both know.
Yeah.
All right. Spicy Space Tubes kicked my booty this week.
They really did.
They really kicked my booty. Jess, do you know anything about that?
I do. The Tubes kept in two not one, but two longtime players that were both out on injured reserve, or IR, as we like to say.
Yep.
But they put up a triplicate of performance, including the wide receiver for the Panthers, DJ Moore, running back for the Titans, Derrick Henry, and then the 49ers QB, Trey Lance, at 32, 36, and 20 points, respectively. So that offset their two IR players for sure. They also had an enormous record-setting rhythm section this week at 37 points from Buffalo D and Buffalo K, or kicker, that is, Tyler Bass. This scratched Cassidy's kicker Matt Gay Saints D high score rhythm section right off the map. Right. And the extra sting, the two injured reserve players that were out, Gus and Michael, I don't even need last names, but Gus and Michael, Sean has actually left those in with injuries for weeks now. And even though he did that, there's no shame in his game at all. And he actually left us a special message just for you, Jason, on Tuesday. So let's have a listen to that.
Okay.
Hey, Jason, I just wanted to ask you a couple questions. Do you even know how to play fantasy football? I mean, seriously, I beat you with two of my players on the injured reserve. I didn't even bother moving them, and you still lost. Gosh. I don't know if it's you or your team, but something just sucks about this. So, that's basically all I wanted to ask. Just, do you know how to play?
God, wow. What was that about?
He came in, hot on that, just guns blazing.
You could hear the respect for the league and the podcast in that tone.
Could you?
I was amazed.
That's the first time I had heard that, and I'm confused that, like, why didn't he just come straight to me? Why did he have to cue it up to post publicly on the podcast? It's really strange. My team's kind of hurt right now. I've got a lot of guys that are out. Gronkowski is out. Rob Gronkowski, my main tight end. But I going forward, I'm going to show these guys. The Brooklyn Nine, the BK9 Unleashed, can rock out with their Gronk out.
Wow! Well, the Spicy Space Tubes love some drama, so I think he'll be excited to see what BK9 Unleashed can unleash.
Gonna keep on rocking out. Bad Booty Rebel versus you this week, Jess.
Yeah, I know.
And that is a rebel without a cause.
Oh, the rebel. The Bad Booty Rebel took out Jessica and her bros. It was ended up with the battle, hard-fought battle of 145 to 125. The second place most points champs of the week was Tanner. He came through with the auto draft of the week. Matt Ryan at QB and Saquon? How do you pronounce that person, Jason? Mr. Barkley is a hard-hitting Giants running back with a combined 59 points from the both of them. Those two were talented and, as Jason would call them, actually very good-looking. Jason's impressed by it. So Mitch has a soft place in his heart for those two people. Those two NFL elites drove Tanner's train through to making a 20 record. No one's played 20 games. That's not even possible. They can stop at a 2-2 record for Tanner. Still, no sign that he's abiding, by the way. So he is here to play this week.
All right. Jess, what do you got to say about a list this week?
Well, socially distanced put some necessary distance between their final score and Alyssa's ass cracks at 118 to 103.
Okay.
Sorry, Ollie. With help again this week. Shall I say this? What are you saying to you?
Did you know I have sport today in school?
What?
I had sport today in school.
You had sports?
That's pretty cool.
In school.
Okay, did you play fantasy football?
No.
Then please let Jessica finish her
section. I just played jump rope.
Wow. Are you awesome?
What were your projected points with that, Ollie?
All that I did at sports was jump rope.
Nice.
All right. All right, Jess.
I'm going to take it from the top. Is that good?
Let's take it from the top. Yep.
All right. socially distanced put some necessary distance between their final score and Alyssa's ass cracks at 118 to 103, with help again this week from Mr. Reliable, Debo Samuel, at 36 points, and another 32 points from Panther QB Sam Darnold.
Oh, hey, Jess.
Darnold.
Hey, Jess. Are you see Debo?
I am not doing that. I refuse. They earned second place dynamic duo this week, just one single point short of first place. Honestly, there's not a lot Alyssa could have done differently, so I wouldn't say that the ass cracks are in need of a quality check per se. I think just some bad early season luck here going on there.
Yeah, that's a fair assessment. Early season luck is she's gonna get herself going. GTP versus the Floobs.
James, oh, the Floobs.
What the heck is going on with Cass this week? She was the rhythm section master, and she's just falling apart.
She's got no rhythm anymore. The Floobs not only had their high school rhythm section rights taken away by the SST this week, but Cassidy in the rhythm section had an absolute bust with -3 in the D and 8 points from a kicker. For those of you that are into math, that is a net of 5. Sad but true day for the Floob. Glenda's trash pandas easily take the win with a few 20-point players for a total of 102 points. The Floob remain in playoff territory, however, they are right above the still angry You Mad Bro in 8th place. So a lot going on there.
Yikes.
I don't know what's going to happen.
Yikes. Hey, Jamie?
Yes.
What does -3 in the D mean?
I have no idea, but
I'm going to use my imagination and enjoy that for a while. Speaking of lewd and disgusting imaginations, Mom, Pam's Peaceful People versus the Puppy Hoarders. Jess, what happened with Pam and Mama this week? She won her second game.
I know. I'm really proud of those Peaceful People. They came in hot and yet still very zen in some ways, very peaceful.
Yeah.
Second VFB win skyrocketed them into 4th place with 32 points from Patrick Mahomes, plus a combined 44 points from her duo of running backs, which was just enough to sneak out a 1-point win over the Puppy Hoarders this week, despite that negative D at roughly 111 to 110. Now, the Hoarders Chase Claypool, who is the wide receiver for the Steelers, was officially ruled out and showed 0 projected points as of Saturday due to a hamstring issue. So, Jake and Christina, another due to buys this week for you.
No.
Another one. They could, honestly, they could have potentially won that game had they otherwise subbed in another wide receiver on their bench after that Saturday news was final. But the Peaceful People really did get in there. And I remember we made a joke about when Connie was in that kind of top tier about her, you know, being like the newbie there. But I like to imagine Mom and her Peaceful People up there in 4th place, because I don't know if she knows what to do with herself up there right now. But I'm happy she's there. I'm really proud of her. She's come a long way.
I guarantee you she thinks she's hurting a lot of people and not comfortable with the success.
Probably. She came from not knowing how to open the app to being in 4th place. Like,
yep.
Wow. Yep. Good job. Yep.
I'm proud of her. Jake and Christina, I don't know what's going on there with the third due divides.
Lots of a bidden.
You should have stuck it to Aunt Pam and you didn't. Dachshunds, as it's said in German, Dachshund, meaning badger dogs. Dachshunds.
Badger
dog. Oh, Ollie's telling me what it is too. Something to think about, Connie. Maybe badger dogs.
Dog. Badger. Great name.
Connie wins against VFB 4 second place champ Human four Trash with silly performance. I would call it on both sides. Really at 80 to 56. Ew, I didn't want to say that. It's disgusting.
Another cute game.
Human Trash wins lowest points this week, so not a lot going on either side. What I do want to move on is to Connie's younger bro. That's our daddy boy, Legion of Doom. James, what's going on there?
Big news for the Doom this week is they stand head and shoulder pads above the rest of the league. Not only at a 4.0 record, but they are the only undefeated team left in the Vorbs football thingy majobber that we do together. Yeah. I don't remember what we're called.
Did you change Vorbs to Vorbs?
Vorbs, yes.
That's good.
the Vorbs League. They also were the first team, the only team, to break 500 points total for this season so far. Wow. Riding that win with Tom Brady played his former team, and they won. But he did not do great. He sucked in comparison, getting just 11 points at that QB position. Not a problem, though. Tyreek Hill came through with a powerhouse and an amazing performance at 48 points.
Whoa!
So that was a good week.
Burning it.
The Doom is coming through, and we'll see. We'll see how he continues his reign of terror on the league.
Well, he had a 35-point human trash style two tight end strategy, that's what you're referring to. It looks like Dad also knows how to handle two white tight ends up and down that field, like the human trash. His kicker did great, too. So, all around, fantastic week. And, you know, that's what I was saying this whole time. I was saying Legion of Doom, it didn't do great last week, but he still won. And there's more where that came from, and there's more where that is coming from. By the way, the Archers, who he faced this week with all those name changes, also known as the Brooklyn Nine Defeaters, had second place least points this week. And he had a few choice words for me regarding our next week's matchup. So BK9 Unleashed versus the Brooklyn Nine Defeaters doesn't even make sense anymore with your silly team name. Mark, I appreciate your message. I'm not scared by it. I'm going to play it for everybody right now.
Oh, Jason, if laughter's the best medicine, the Brooklyn Nine must be curing the whole world. Oh, that's right. Your team has so much trash on it that when you drop them off at the curb for the games each week, you get a fine just for littering. Oh, boy. You're about as good at managing your team as Davis Mills is at throwing the ball to his intended receivers every week. Oh, that's right. The Chiefs' defense has a better chance of getting an actual point this week than you do at winning this game. Oh, that's right. I guess what I'm trying to say is you're going down, brother.
All right, Mark. Thanks for that.
I like to, now that I know the story of his team name changes, I like to imagine how many times he had to record that before he sent it.
Oh, absolutely. Can you imagine? All morning, I'm guessing.
Probably,
and I mean, if you want, this is a great venue to try and be popular. I know my popularity has definitely helped my two appearances.
Yes. You're starting to get recognized on the street, to be honest with you.
Uh-huh.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird.
Well, we do have one listener in India and zero non-binary listeners. So we are picking up pace here.
Good to know. Yeah, that's great.
I looked at the stats this morning. So Mark, I appreciate that. I do got to touch a little bit on the Fire Dogs and the Redskins. The Redskins, who are currently playing illegal tender on their – well,
and the Fire Dogs who tried. I mean, that's a dirty game.
Fire Dogs tried.
Dirty game.
Fire Dogs tried. Redskins did. And yep. I'm going to see what they're done and doing. Fire Dogs were underdogs going into Monday Night Football with odds heavily in the Skins' favor. But Roger couldn't scream at his L.A. Rams wide receiver Mike Williams enough at halftime after he had accumulated just 2 points for the Skins. And Joe actually summed it up best. Hey, Joe, what you got to say about your daddy?
Father, Dad, Daddy-O, Pops, this is for you, the Carlin Redskins. I just wanted you to know that when the scores came out last night, I had beat you by 0.3 points. A measly 3 yards is all you needed to beat me, and you just couldn't come up with it. And for that, I just want you to know that your team, for that week, really sucked.
Hey, Joe, makes perfect sense to me. Roger does suck, and he loses an undefeated record, dropping to second place above the Fire Dogs, who moved to third. And last but not least, Jess, we have your hubby.
Yep.
Original Brooklyn Nine, but not the original, versus
right.
Team Bagel. What happened there?
Yes, the original Brooklyn Nine, also known as OBN, also known as the Numinators, puts the clamps on Team Bagel this week with some solid QB RB B team level performance and a respectable rhythm section for a total game winning result of 113 points to the Bagel's dismal 102 points. They did break the 100. They broke 100, but still kind of dismal. Bagel did have a healthy 30 points from the LA Rams running back Austin Eckler, But let's just say that this week, this bagel did not have everything on it. With its, I know, that one's good. Thanks for the laugh track. With its B-team performance and a one-point rhythm section, there just was not enough beat to shake off the OBN, the Numinators, the original Brooklyn Nine, whatever you want to call him. And Jamie's results showed up with a strong victory. You would call him that. Yeah. Well, in that case, Jamie's test results showed up pregnant if it's OBGYN. Let's just say that. Victory all the way around.
Hey, that's cool. James, OBGYN is on their way to a VFB championship potential. But you got to get past the BK9 Unleashed.
Well, we are still currently working on, you know, really where my team wants to land from a branding strategy. So maybe we'll leash the nine this week. Who knows?
You'll be the leashed BK9.
We'll be the leashed. Yep.
To say the leashed. Guys, that's it for me. Waivers this week are junk. Maybe Bengals running back Samaje Perine. If you can pronounce his name, go claim him. Projected for 11.6 points this coming week. Although, looking at stats, he's not done this much of anything weeks 1 through 4, a couple of 3-pointers and a 0 point. So, you know what? Forget it. No suggestions this week. Jamie, would you like to play us out?
This has been your Forbes vote. Something. Kick a shit like Bruce Lee. Kick a shit like Bruce Lee. Kick a shit like Bruce Lee. Kick a shit like Kick a shit like Bruce Lee. 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 Like Bruce Lee. Hey. Pick a shit like Bruce Lee. Like Bruce Lee.
sides, man.